Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Remember when I was young, and so were you, and time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I, who made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk and gave our hearts, made the start and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when old ones died and new were born, and life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now, looking back. Just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turned gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump told reporters Tuesday he is not reconsidering his attorney general pick, Matt Gaetz. Today, the House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct that Gaetz has denied.
ABC News has obtained records of Venmo payments Gaetz allegedly made to two women who provided the records to the committee. The documents show between 2017 and 2019, then-Congressman Gaetz allegedly made 27 payments to the women, totaling more than $10,000.
That's ABC's Perry Russom, and sources tell ABC the women told the committee that some of those payments were for sex. Trump made two more cabinet choices, Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick to lead the Department of Commerce and World Wrestling Entertainment co-founder Linda McMahon to lead the Department of Education. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has been shut down amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizer's Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit Bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to Bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December milk down 33 to 1899, January down 44 to 1893, February down 35 to 1905, while March down 30 to 1916. Cheese markets, barrels down 1 to 172 and a half, 40-pound blocks up 2 and a half to 172 and a quarter, 2 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 258 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Grading non-fed dry milk steady at 140, no trades. Dry weight steady at 64, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on the day as the trade continued to find enough support in the countryside to help support live and feeder cattle markets, even though boxed beef prices were mixed. Hog markets mostly lower as the trade couldn't find enough fundamental support due to a drop in pork cutout values to justify advancing prices. December live cattle up 247 to 186.57. November feeder cattle up 242 to 254.25. And December hogs down 47 cents to 79.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly lower, just below the recent highs after a strong start to the week. The spread action was flat and softer around the recent strength. Cold weather will also limit fall field work. Soybeans mostly lower as well. Again, the weekly crop report declared harvest complete in the U.S. South American soybean crops remain to show good progress in development due to positive weather that pressured the market. Wheat futures mostly higher as wheat consolidates the Monday gains due to the events in the Black Sea region and the weaker dollar adding support. December corn down 2 to 427 and a quarter. January beans down 11 and a quarter to 998 and a half. December wheat up 2 and a half to 549 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. It's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 372, December 377, January 383, new crop 25, 380. Cash beans 914, December 919, January 924, new crop 25, 931. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 377 and a quarter, December 382 and a quarter, January 389 and three quarters, February 392 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and December corn, 392, January, 398. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn, 377, cash beans, 918, and January beans, 923. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 382, new crop, 25, 389, cash beans, 913, new crop, 25, 931. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 398, April 425, May 427, new crop 25, 401. Cash beans 960, April 987, May 990, new crop 25, 963. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 375, January 381, cash beans 921, January 930. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 169 to 188, Holstein fed cattle 145 to 172, market cows 80 to 118, bulls 125 to 151, calves 760 to 950, beef steers 182 to 390, Holstein steers 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 60 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 125 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 100 to 290, fed lambs 140 to 160, ewes 85 to 107.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Shop Dell Technologies Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light snow showers today. Temperature steady in the mid-30s with wind out of the west gusting to between 20 and 30 today. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, cloudy and still windy with a few flurries. Our high tomorrow, right around 40. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you. Want me to say I'm barely hanging on? Well, maybe that was true.
red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's a sad young wife, never had a life. Her mother said she married young. And her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had a mile all she can bear. A suitcase of hope and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere on the road. Puts in his favorite cassette. He ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead on the road. If it's anywhere you find it, shut his life down. So he takes out that old airstream. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Leroy Parnell, and on the road here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 30s this morning. We could even see some snow today, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to be talking with some folks from the United Soybean Board. Had a chance to do that last week during the NAFB convention. We'll have more with that here in our Newsmaker segment next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. What will trade policy look like in a second Trump administration? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
As President Donald Trump's administration begins to take shape, U.S. agricultural stakeholders are wondering about the possibility of a second trade war due to potential tariff increases. Experts spoke on the topic during a U.S. Trade Outlook meeting with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. Andrew Brandt, Director of Trade Policy for the U.S. Grain Council, says things could be a bit different during the second term.
I think that could be a little different, honestly. If you look at last time, it was 232-301, which is kind of a president-only authority granted in statute. They're now talking about Congress putting it perhaps more permanently. I don't know exactly what they will do, but they're potentially talking about higher tariffs as well as more broad tariffs for any import coming in. We don't know that for sure, but that is some of the things they were talking about, which I would say during the last Trump administration, I was on Capitol Hill. I would say they potentially are a little different. Now, the long-term impact of that, I don't know. I think from our perspective, I mean, the election was the election, and President-elect Trump has made no, he's not hiding what his plans are. I think we hope that, you know, this potential effort we're going to go through is a means to an end, and we don't end up with permanent tariffs, permanent retaliation. We hope that it is kind of a way of getting leverage to rebalance things that need to be rebalanced.
Kim Atkins, Director of Strategic Partnerships for the U.S. Soybean Export Council, says it's hard to know exactly what to expect.
For U.S. soy, certainly we are supporters of free and fair and open trade. As I mentioned, 60% of U.S. soy is exported. More than half of our U.S. soy exports go to China. So we are particularly interested in working with the administration to make sure that that access to the China market remains open. And I think phase one was particularly successful for U.S. soy, and we look forward to continuing to move in that path.
Shauna Morris, Executive Vice President of Trade Policy and Global Affairs for National Milk Producers Federation, says it's hard to know if the administration will follow the same blueprint from the first term.
I do think the common thread we're going to see, as others have mentioned, though, is use of this trade positioning, use of tariffs as leverage to try to move the ball forward. And our hope is that, as Dan mentioned, agriculture is able to work with the administration so that at the end of that process, it's advanced opportunities for our dairy exporters, for others across ag. We did see a number of cases of that last time, as I mentioned earlier, and we're looking forward to working with the administration to try to cultivate more of those in the next 4 years as well.
Those comments again made during the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City last week. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, hair grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with hair grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light snow showers today. Temperatures steady in the mid-30s with wind out of the west gusting to between 20 and 30 today. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, cloudy and still windy with a few flurries. Our high tomorrow, right around 40. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carrie Underwood before he cheats here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s. Could see some snow this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here next hour. Area farmers that want to participate in the Farmers for Health Cover Crop Incentive Program, you're encouraged to apply for that program. You can get some monetary incentives for using cover crops and more. Now, Farmers for Health, of course, is helping to reduce nitrate contamination of the groundwater in the Bear Creek Chippewa River watershed. Now, the deadline to apply is December 19th at 5 p.m. That's December 19th at 5 p.m. Just visit the Farmers for Health Facebook page for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, OE-grade filters engineered to keep your equipment performing like new. Analysts on Wall Street have been watching third quarter earnings returns lately for clues about the economy's performance, and last week's report by the world's largest meat packer, JBS, showed record revenue. I'll have more details when we return. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today. Yes, it's earnings season on Wall Street when publicly traded companies report their quarterly earnings and offer guidance on expected future returns. Given the willingness of consumers to pay up for high-quality protein, many analysts are watching that segment of the global economy closely. And last week, JBS SA delivered an impressive third-quarter performance, reporting a record net revenue of $19.9 billion, a 6.4% increase over the same period last year. The company also posted a net profit of $693 million for the quarter, driven largely by strong demand for pork and poultry products. Company executives discussed the ongoing challenges sourcing cattle in North America, but they largely argued that JBS has successfully navigated tight cattle supplies over this last year. The company highlighted its SARA segment, which includes poultry and pork, as a major contributor to its success. SARA reported a 4.9% increase in net revenue, reaching $2.2 billion. They say this growth reflects the global appetite for protein and the resilience of those markets, especially in South America, as the results from Brazil were especially strong. JBS also reported an EBITDA of $2.2 billion. For stock analysts, EBITDA, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, is a way to measure corporate efficiency. And JBS's performance last quarter was an improvement of 94% from the same quarter last year, a very bullish indicator. Looking ahead, JBS did raise its full-year earnings guidance, projecting net revenues of $77 billion and an adjusted EBITDA of up to $7.1 billion. The company says they are optimistic about continued strong global protein demand, particularly for that pork and poultry division. However, executives did say they are cautious about potential headwinds, including market fluctuations or supply chain disruptions. And in a statement, the company emphasized its focus on operational agility and strategic management to navigate these challenges effectively. For producers and stakeholders in the protein markets, the results from JBS signal a robust demand for meat products, even in uncertain economic times. I'll be back with more after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Jerry Barron Sons, your golden harvest
best seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
The record revenue reported by JBS for their third quarter is another indicator that global consumers are still willing to spend their money on meat. Recent quarterly results from Tyson Foods and Maple Leaf Foods also showed strength, with beef and chicken sales rising year over year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. Ask for Donaldson Filters by name with your retailer. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9624.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You swear you've had enough. Give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out of reach, out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Blue clear sky.
called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. You're lying with me in Atlanta, such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dusty poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Is living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho need your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnick. Southern and eastern parts of the state, the corn for grain harvest continued for late planted corn. Fall tillage also continued where conditions allowed. Other activities included carrot harvesting, cranberry bog maintenance, supplemental livestock feeding, and manure application. Grain that was harvested for corn at 94% complete, moisture content of corn harvested for grain at 16%. 94% of the winter wheat crop emerged. Winter wheat condition, it was rated at 73%, good to excellent. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski announced that according to a study by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Department of Agriculture and Applied Economics, between 2017 and 2022, the most current year data available, the Wisconsin agriculture production and food processing sectors increased 10.9% and contributed a combined $116.3 billion in economic impact in 2022. That's 14.3% of the state's total economic output. Now, the update also said that the agriculture industries provided 395,000 jobs and contributed a total of $116.3 billion to the economy annually. In partnership with the USDA's Risk Management Agency, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture will open the application period for crop insurance premium rebates for planting cover crops at noon on December 2nd. There is $800,000 or 160,000 acres of coverage to be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Recipients will receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops in 2024, then planted to an insurable crop the following year. Producers who receive state or federal cost sharing to plant cover crops in 2024 are not eligible for this year's program. Applicants will need to use their FSA 578 form to complete the application, and there is no limit on acres an applicant can apply for. Applicants should keep seed receipts and planting records, as the Department of Ag will conduct audits to ensure that cover crops were planted. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture or your local FSA office. The Wisconsin Pork Association is once again offering Youth Pig Project scholarships. The scholarships are designed to assist 4-H and FFA members in establishing swine projects that can lead to development of life skills and career opportunities in the Wisconsin pork industry. 4-H and FFA youth are eligible to apply for a $100 scholarship used to offset costs associated with their 2025 pig project. Scholarships will be awarded in three age divisions, ages 9 through 12, 13 through 15, and 16 through 19 as of January 1st. Through support from swine breeders and allied industry members around the state, the goal is to raise enough funds to support a minimum of 50 youth scholarships. Once selected, the youth are also asked to participate in an educational webinar to receive their scholarship funds. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Pork Association. During the fall, harvests are typically the biggest concerns on farmers' mind, but even in parts of the 9th District where crops looked bountiful, crop prices have been falling for the last 2 years, were a bigger worry this year. That according to an October survey of agriculture bankers by the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank. Above average yields may somewhat offset the lower commodity prices, a South Dakota banker said in the survey. The resulting financial stress on many operations will most likely be more noticeable this year. The survey asked about conditions from July through September, and respondents said farm incomes across the region overwhelmingly dropped. Spending on capital equipment also fell, though farm household purchases increased on balance. Tighter income pushed up demand for loans, while the rate of loan repayments dropped. Loan renewal and extension activity increased, according to the Minneapolis Fed. Land values and cash rents also increased from a year earlier. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light snow showers today. Temperatures steady in the mid-30s with wind out of the west gusting to between 20 and 30 today. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, cloudy and still windy with a few flurries. Our high tomorrow, right around 40. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more. more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. Skate around.